An important part of the Democratic Party's base is African-American voters. NPR's Greg Allen reports that in Missouri, the show-me state, black voters and black political leaders predict there will be a big turnout, but not because of John Kerry.
Knapp's is a hair-braiding salon in St. Louis's funky and trendy Del Mar Loop area. Inside, incense and Stevie Wonder fill the air. The owner, McCott, she uses just one name, is waxing and tightening the twists in a customer's hair.
We have people that are professional. We have people that are street. We have everything. Everything comes in the door.
McCott has white customers who come in for braids and dreadlocks, but most of her customers are African American. Nearly all say they plan to vote against President Bush. McCott and Deborah, the customer sitting in her chair, say African Americans are motivated to come out and vote this election, but it has little to do with John Kerry.
I haven't heard anybody say, oh yeah, we love Kerry. I think people are just voting for Kerry because they don't want to vote for Bush. So
this year we don't have a good choice of candidates.
Kerry has 3 weeks to turn that attitude around. 4 years ago, black voter turnout in Missouri was the highest it's ever been, and Al Gore received 9 out of every 10 ballots cast by African Americans. But he still lost by a slim margin to George W. Bush.
Under Mr. Bush, unemployment among African Americans has increased by 27%. More than 7 million African Americans lack health insurance.
For weeks, the Democratic National Committee and activist groups have been running radio ads in St. Louis and Kansas City aimed at mobilizing African Americans. But independent groups have also been active running ads against Kerry, urging black voters not to let the Democrats take them for granted. Yesterday, in a Republican Party conference call, Florida State Representative Jennifer Carroll, a black Republican, urged African Americans to judge the president by his record, not by what they hear in Democratic ads.
All of this information is just scaring the voters that something is going to be taken away from them or government is not going to be there to take care of them because of mean, bad Republicans and George Bush. And that is an outright lie.
Across Missouri, several groups have been working to register black voters. More than 100,000 new voters from Democratic areas have been registered in recent months. But activists worry whether black voters will come out in large numbers to support a candidate many say they don't really know.
The African American community is very tactile. We want to see you.
State Representative Robin Wright Jones represents a neighborhood that includes downtown St. Louis. Although Kerry's made several campaign appearances in Missouri, Jones says the Democrat has yet to connect with the black community here.
Yeah, I can look at television and I can read the papers, but we want to see the man. If you want us to stand behind you, then show me something. You know, we are from Missouri. Show me something.
To help address that criticism, John Kerry has been spending more time lately in front of black audiences. He taped an interview last week with Black Entertainment Television, and on Sunday at Friendship Missionary Baptist Church in Miami, Kerry brought up a sore topic for African Americans, the vote in Florida 4 years ago.
Never again will a million African Americans be denied their right to exercise the vote in the United States of America. That's not going to happen.
St. Louis Congressman Lacey Clay, a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, is one who's been critical of Kerry campaign efforts to connect with black voters. But despite those concerns, he says he's still confident that John Kerry will win Missouri.
Here's why, because people are sick and tired of the policies of the Bush administration, and they know that if Bush gets 4 more years, the impact is going to be detrimental towards their children, towards their futures.
When asked whether African Americans will be voting for Kerry or against Bush, Clay says it's probably half and half. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.